Sault Ste. Marie's Brad Jacobs remains unbeaten at the 2025 Montana's Brier in Kelowna, BC through 4 days of round-robin play. The Jacobs Rink, which included 3rd Mark Kennedy, 2nd Brett Gallant, and led Ben Hebert, improved to 3-0 on Monday afternoon thanks to a 10-3 win over Tyler SM. With playoff spots still up for grabs, things have heated up at the 2025 Montana's Brier in Kelowna, BC. Teams with ties to Northern Ontario remain in the hunt for playoff spots, with one team having clinched a spot heading into the final day of round-robin action on Thursday. Brad Jacobs' Alberta-based team moved to 6-0 in round-robin play thanks to an 11-5 win over Ontario's Sam Moybrook in Wednesday's afternoon draw. The Jacobs Rink took full advantage of ends in which they had the hammer, scoring multiple points 4 times in the victory. After scoring deuces in the 1st, 3rd, and 5th ends, the Jacobs Rink tacked on 5 more in the 7th end to seal the win. Following play on Wednesday, the Jacobs Rink officially clinched 1 of 3 playoff spots in Pool B. Matt Dunstone's Rink from Manitoba, which includes Sioux Products EJ and Ryan Harnden, has a 6-1 record following a Wednesday that saw the team pick up a pair of wins. In the morning draw, Dunstone picked up a 9-3 win over Nova Scotia's James Grattan. The Dunstone Rink scored 4 in the 7th end to break the game open completely after holding a 5-2 lead through 6 ends. In Wednesday's evening draw, Dunstone beat Manitoba's Reed Carruthers 8-6 and moved into 2nd place in Pool A thanks to the win. Trailing 5-4 after 6 ends, Dunstone blanked the 7th end before scoring 4 in the 8th to take the lead for good. Team Northern Ontario, skipped by John Epping, remains in the playoff hunt in Pool A after a 9-6 win over Ty DeLello of Newfoundland and Labrador on Wednesday evening. The Epping Rink stole 3 ends in the win, picking up steals of 3 in the 2nd end, 2 in the 3rd, and 1 more in the 6th en route to the win, which improves their record to 5-2. Team Northern Ontario currently sits 4th in Pool A with a 5-2 record, with Carruthers sitting 3rd at 6-2. The Dunstone Rink will wrap up round-robin play in the afternoon draw on Thursday when they face Team Canada, skipped by Brad Gushue. Epping's Northern Ontario Rink will wrap up the round-robin in Thursday's afternoon draw as well, with a game against Shane Latimer of Nunavut. Team Jacobs will play a pair of games on the final day of the round-robin, facing Felix Asselin of Quebec in the morning draw before wrapping up the round-robin with a game in the evening draw against Mike McEwen of Saskatchewan. ITH of Prince Edward Island Monday afternoon. After opening the scoring with a pair in the opening end and a 4-2 lead through 4 ends, Jacobs took full control of the game with a single in the 5th end before stealing 2 more in the 6th and 3 in the 7th. Jacobs returns to action with a pair of games on Tuesday, facing Rylan Clyder of Saskatchewan in the morning draw before wrapping up the day with a game against Nova Scotia's Owen Purcell in the evening draw. Matt Dunstone's Manitoba-based team that includes Saltites EJ Harnden and Ryan Harnden dropped their lone game on Monday. The Dunstone Rink lost to John Epping's Northern Ontario Rink 8-7 in Monday's morning draw. With Epping up 6-5 through 7 ends, Dunstone scored a single in 8 and stole 1 in the 9th end to take the lead before Epping scored a pair in the final end to pick up the victory. Dunstone will face Ty DeLello of Newfoundland and Labrador in Tuesday's afternoon draw. Team Northern Ontario capped off the day Monday with an 8-6 win over British Columbia's Cameron DeYoung in the evening draw. With DeYoung up 5-4 through 7 ends, Epping scored 3 in the 8th end to take the lead before sealing the victory with a single in the 10th. The Epping Rink will face Manitoba's Reed Carruthers in Tuesday's afternoon draw.